Hey guys, it's your girl Dee Dee, and you're tuned in to the Called Out podcast, where it's all things pertaining to Christ. So as you guys can see by the title, today we're going to be talking about faith. But before I even get into why we're doing this episode and everything, background, I'm just going to open us up in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for the privilege to gather here today to minister to your people. Lord, I just want to pray that indeed you will arrest my tongue and speak through me. I pray that as I speak about faith, oh God, that somebody's faith will indeed come alive today, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, I just want to pray that I will decrease and that you will increase, oh Heavenly Father, that this episode will be all to the glory of your name, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, I just want to pray indeed arrest my tongue. May the Spirit be evident here today, Father Lord. I bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. So today's episode is all about faith. The realm of faith, living in faith. What is faith? I was in service yesterday. So in my church, we're currently in a season of fasting, a 2-week fast. And so we have service every day. And I remember once when I was in service, kind of Pastor David, my pastor, like he was saying like some decisions you have to make in an atmosphere, like it's the atmosphere of prayer. It's when you're in the atmosphere that you will hear from God. And so I said, listen, I know I'm going to be in service the day before I record this. And obviously I have service again today. I'm recording this a few hours before service. I said, listen, I just know God is going to give me a word. So I was in service and, you know, it was kind of about faith for a bit. And then it was like a eureka moment. Faith is the topic. So today I am here to talk about faith. By God's grace, somebody will be edified today and somebody's faith will come alive from today's episode. And do you know what? Like, it's so crazy. I was saying literally before I was recording, I was saying that it's so crazy that I'm here talking about faith on this very day. Because guys, if you heard the news that I heard today, my equilibrium, it was shook. And I said, hey, God, you have me here talking about faith. When even me, indeed, like, it's hard to activate my faith upon this matter, because the news is, you know, when you get news and it's disturbing, it's like, listen, but our slogan in this season and forever is I believe God. So even when I hear bad news, I believe God. Like, they may have said the bad news, but hey, I don't believe that, because who do I believe? I believe God. So I've chosen to say that. And obviously saying I believe God, yeah, you will say it. Sometimes it's hard for you to actually feel it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's crazy that I'm recording about faith on this very day. I just said God, like, but I believe God. I believe God. So I believe that there's a reason for this. Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, guys. So firstly, I'm going to just talk about what is faith. So when you think about what is faith, I think about Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1. You know, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 says faith. Oh, it says now faith. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see how it starts off saying now faith. You have to know that faith is now. Faith is now. It's not like it's a living thing. So you can choose. You can choose to live in the realm of faith. That's why the Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 4, it says now the just shall live by faith. And I believe I'm trying to say all the scriptures. There's like four scriptures, yeah, that says the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 4, Romans chapter 1 verse 17, Hebrews chapter 10 verses 38, and I don't know, by God's grace, I believe it's that's the correct scriptures, but it's definitely the correct books. I don't know if about the chapter and verse, but for the Bible to say so many times the just shall live by faith, it shows that we can actually live in a realm of faith. And if it says that the just, meaning us as believers, shall live by faith, if you're not living by faith, you're not alive, technically. We think about it, your heart. If your heart is not there, you won't be living, right? Because you need the heart to live. So as believers, we need faith to live. So as I said, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Like, you know, in a normal living, people say, oh, seeing is believing. But being a Christian is the opposite. Believing is seeing. You know, believing precedes the seeing, or seeing precedes the, yeah, whichever way, you get what I'm trying to say. Basically, believing comes first. You have to believe. And what do you believe? Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those who, you know, are in Christ, have to first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When you come to Christ, the Christian journey starts with faith, because you can't be a Christian void of faith, because what? Christianity literally is faith. Like, you got to have belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he is the Christ, the Savior of the world. You know, you have to first believe that. So when you think about faith, many people think faith is wishful thinking, like, okay, I'm going to wish for this to happen. You know, many people say manifestation, like, I'm thinking about the thing and that's faith. No, 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 no. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is actually evidence. You know, many people say, oh, like, you're doing too much, like, you're just believing it, but you don't actually have evidence of it. But faith is evidence. That's why the Bible says the evidence of things not yet seen. So I even want to share my testimony. Like, if you guys don't know, I do an apprenticeship, right, with the BBC. Glory be to Jesus. And I did a TikTok video basically about this. And so I just wanted to share it with you guys. I took a gap year before I enrolled doing this course, right? You know, sometimes I'll be like, listen, I'm a BBC worker. I'm a BBC worker. Like, I kept confessing it. And do you know, like, people would say, oh, I want to wait for the confirmation email as my evidence. But I didn't need that confirmation email saying congratulations to be my evidence. No, my evidence was my faith. My faith was the evidence. And I believed in God. And I said, listen, God, I know that you will never put me to shame. I know that you won't fail me. And I said, listen, I need this apprenticeship. Like, because it was like, if I don't get this, do you know the trouble I'll be in for my parents not going to university, and now you've got nothing after the gap year? Oh, God. I said, listen, God, it's not even just for me, but I need this for my family to make them proud. You know, I said, listen, God, you have to come through type thing. You got to come through type thing. And indeed he did. So when I think about that, I'm like, listen, faith was my evidence. I didn't need the evidence of the confirmation. Oh, you, congratulations. That was a bonus, because I already knew I was going to get there. You know what I'm saying? I already finna knew that I was going to get there. So I didn't need that. But obviously, when I got it, I knew it. It's crazy, because I recorded a video and I was literally like going home late, and I had like a 7 a.m. shift. And I was like, I hated that job. Mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the job, because that job that I had prior, I also prayed for it. So mercy, Lord. But I was tired. I was like, Kai, I've got work early in the morning. And I did a video and I recorded it saying, listen, I didn't post it though, because I didn't tell people that I enrolled like in this application. Because some things, guys, that like, you just got to keep it hush hush till the full thing manifests, because you don't want to end up, you know, miscarrying because you spoke too soon, you know. So I just was like, Jeje, like, I won't speak at the moment. I won't tell people. Obviously, I told people, like, my pastor, my parents, but people didn't know too tough till the thing came and they saw it. They didn't need to know too tough. So obviously, I did a video and I was just saying, oh, like, guys, you guys don't know, but I have an early shift and, like, oh, this job, but I'm going to be a BBC worker soon and I'm going to post this and show you guys. Tell me why. I believe it was like 2 days later, I get an email. Congratulations. Congratulations. It was just crazy. Like, it was like, I literally recorded that. And a few days later, I actually received the testimony in full form, which was a blessing. Genuinely such a blessing. But yeah, so I have a few notes that I put down, because obviously I found out yesterday that I was doing this episode about faith. So I just wrote down a few notes. So yeah, faith is a realm. You have to choose to live in the realm of faith. And so you see, for example, me and my testimony about my apprenticeship, I decided to live in that realm of faith. And there's some things that you can only transact when you go to the realm of faith. So for example, me, with my apprenticeship, it wasn't here in the physical, right? But it was in the realm of faith. So my faith, me believing in Christ, I went to that realm of faith and I grabbed that testimony to the fact to now I was able to see it in the natural. You know, faith is not was, it's not later. Faith is now. Faith is instantly. Faith is immediately. That's what the Bible says. Now faith is not was, now faith is. So you guys have to act now and believe God that you will have that faith. And what does the Bible say? Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, you know, literally the faith that you live in is really at the mercy of your exposure to the word. So if you yourself are not going to church, and beyond just going to church on a Sunday, but you're striving every single day, you're listening to a message that will feed your spirit, man, then your faith won't grow if you're not doing those things. You know, your faith cannot grow beyond how much you're hearing the word, how much you're in the word, because you will study the word and there will be literally a scripture. There's a scripture for everything. There will be a scripture for your matter, for the very thing that you're going through, for the very thing you're believing will pass. And there will be a scripture about that. And then you hold on to that word. You have faith in that word and you will see your testimony, you know. And so now I wanted to, another scripture that I wanted to kind of read to you guys is Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 3. And it says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." Now, reading that scripture with, you know, a veil on your eyes or in your fleshly eyes and not entering the spirit to really read this, you'll be thinking, huh? It's a contradiction. Like, it don't make no sense. The Bible says, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So you're like, okay, are you confused? Is it tarrying or is it not tarrying? Because how can it say, though it tarries, wait for it? And then it says, oh, it will come. Like, it's not going to tarry. But you just said, though it tarries. But the first tarry is man's understanding of time. And the second one is God's timing. So though it tarries, for example, you may be believing God for, you know, if you're older and you're married, a baby. And to you, it's tarrying. Oh, it's been 5 years. Why do you not have a baby? Or you're believing God for that job. Oh, it's been 5 months. Why do I still not have this job? Though it tarries, that's your mindset of tarrying. Because the Bible says that a day is like a thousand like a day to God. It says that his ways are not our ways, nor are his thoughts our thoughts. So what is like been considered 5 months to us, to God, time is not a problem. Time is not a problem when it comes to God. You know, it says in Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. You know, in the fullness of time. So everything has to happen in the fullness of time. You know, God won't give you something that is not in the correct timing, because you could end up aborting that. You can end up miscarrying that because you're not ready. You know, you're not ready to have that, whatever it is that you're believing God for, you know. So it says, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So in our mind, it looks like things are tarrying. It looks like, God, like, I've been believing you for this thing for ages now and it's tarrying. But God says, listen, wait for it, because it will not tarry, you know. So that's why faith is hard. You know, living in a faith of living in the realm, sorry, of faith is very hard, because sometimes you can only see things in the natural. So it looks like, oh, this person, it looks all like all odds have failed, if that's what people say, all odds have failed. It looks like all hope is lost. It looks like that. Yeah, it looks like that in the natural. But somebody has to enter the realm of faith and transact your testimony and transact what God has in store for you, you know. And when you look about, when you look at the hall of faith, Abraham, guys, I don't know, like, if we really, really deep Abraham's story. Cool. I believe at age 75, God comes to Abraham. God says, listen, count the stars. So shall thy seed be. So shall your descendants be. You're counting the stars. Hey, you can't even count it. That's how many, that's how your seed shall be. Abraham's like, hey, I don't have child. Me and Sarah, we don't have child. But God said that promise. And this goes back to Habakkuk 2:3. Though it tarries, wait, for it shall surely come. It will not tarry. So 75, and finally at the age of 100, 99, 100, that's when he finally has the promised child, Isaac. So that would have been a period of waiting. Oh, a season of waiting, a long time of waiting. And then obviously we see now God says to Abraham, okay, you've had your child now. Now go, take your son, your beloved son, whom you love. Oh, do you know God is business. He didn't just say, okay, take your son, whom you love. Hey, imagine waiting this long for a promised child. Now God comes to you and says, listen, take your son, your beloved son, the one you love very much, and go sacrifice him. Huh? God, is it a prank? No words. Oh, God, like, huh? Come again? You know when you just have to ask it, God, what? What? The son, the promised son, I waited 25 years, right? I waited 25 years and you're telling me to go and sacrifice him. But Abraham, it said that early in the morning he rose and he went up to do that very thing God had said. What? I waited for this child. You said that from this child, that's where, you know, all the nations will be blessed. This is the promised child, right? But you're telling me to sacrifice him? But Abraham didn't, he didn't stagger at God's promise. He didn't stagger, look to the left and look to the right. He just said, listen, I judge him faithful. I judge him faithful. So it even goes back to even them even having a child. It says that they judged him faithful to do what he had said, even though their womb was closed. Her womb was closed. They were beyond the age to even have children. But they judged him who promised to be faithful. Do you judge God to be faithful? Why do you doubt? You know, Jesus said many times in scripture, oh, ye of little faith, why do you worry? Why did you doubt? Oh, you have little faith. Why do you have little faith? And sometimes God is even saying that again to us in these times. Why do you have little faith? Why did you doubt? You know, even after, you know, Jesus was able to perform the miracles of feeding so many people with just little amount of things he had. Even again, when it happened, they're like, oh, Jesus, how are we going to feed all these people? But Jesus just did that. He already fed all the people. So why are you now questioning again? How is it going to happen? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you still questioning when you've just seen it happen? You've seen God heal you and you're ill again. Why are you questioning that it can happen when he's just done it before? You've seen God get you through that season where you had no money, you were dry. Why are you now questioning when you've seen him do it before? So Abraham, right? He takes Isaac, he takes his beloved son up there. And obviously we know that by God's grace, God said, stop. It was just a test of your faith. And he passed the test of his faith, right? And yeah, so that is what you call radical faith. For God, like for you to wait that long for a promised child, now God to say, listen, just take your son and go sacrifice him. What? It takes some radical faith. But Abraham is like, listen, I've come so far. You are too faithful to fail me. You know, I've come this far. I know that you will not just leave me or forsake me. And if you said that from this child, all the nations will be blessed. If you're telling me to sacrifice him, I know that however you're going to do it, you're still going to do it. You know, like Abraham, it's just so deep. Like, when we look at Romans chapter 4, verses 18, the Bible says, in Romans chapter 4, verses 18, it says, who contrary to hope, in hope, believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Kai, Abraham, no wonder we call him the father of faith. Like, this guy, his faith is radical. He said, listen, in hope, contrary to hope, he considered not even his own body. Why are you worried about how it's going to happen? Just believe God. If God has said it, it doesn't matter how. It really doesn't matter how. It just, what you need to focus on is the word. You know, even going back to Abraham, like, he's just, like when God said, listen, go to a land, you don't even know this land, you don't know the people in the land, you don't even know what's going to happen in the land. That it says, listen, Abraham obeyed and went out, not knowing where he was going. This is faith that is like mind-blowing, that us as believers have to determine that we will even enter this realm of faith. Because Abraham, you're comfortable in your, you know all your people them there. Now God says, okay, move, go to another place. Huh? Sorry? Because a lot of us like comfortability, let's not lie. A lot of us like to be comfortable. A lot of us like to remain and stay where we are. When God is calling us to go places, we're like, ugh, I don't want to be uncomfortable. Abraham went to a complete different land because God told him to. He said he obeyed and went out, not knowing where he was going. A lot of us want to know everything. A lot of us are too knowy-knowy. God says, do this. God says, okay, you're going to have a job. Okay, God, when? Okay, God, which job? Okay, what? Can you give me the exact time? The nanosecond? Can you give me the date? Oh, God is saying, oh, you have little faith. You're weak in faith, absolutely weak in faith. Because your exposure to the word, you guys are not exposing yourselves to the word. Hence why, yes, of course you'll be weak in faith. Of course you won't be able to believe God. Because you're not exposing yourself to be able to believe in God and trust in God. When you think about Peter, right? When he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come on the water. Jesus said, come, Kai. And he starts walking on water. Many of us think that he was walking on water, but realistically, he was walking on the word. So if he didn't hear that word, come, he wouldn't have been able to walk on the water. Of course not. Of course not. But when he heard the word, he was walking on the word. So the word, I remember I was in faith seminar, right? In a service, and it was said that like the word created the platform for him to walk. So it was like he was walking on the word. It's like, imagine just like logs of wood, just like one that will float, that will stay afloat. And he's just walking as if it's just dry ground. And it takes you back to the Israelites when Moses parted the Red Sea and they walked on it. Now it looked like, okay, it's just dry ground, like we can all walk on it. But when the Egyptians came, did it not close on them? Did they not all flood? Eh? Did they not all drown? Hey, so it's not that it was just dry ground. They were walking on the word that they had received. So Peter, he was walking on the word. Now it says, now when he began to see the waves, they were boisterous, he began to sink. So now he took his eyes, he took his focus off the word and now onto his surroundings. And that's some of us. We've received a word that, you know, through scripture, that, you know, by his stripes you're healed. We've received words that, whatever is your situation, you've received the word on it. But now you begin to look and say, oh, but no, surely it can't happen because this. But you've received the word. So just believe in the word, because that's how you will sink when you take your eyes off of the word. That's how Peter began to sink, right? So we need to keep our eyes fixed. And it reminds me in John, right? In John chapter 3, the man, or John chapter 4, the man, he came to Jesus, said, Jesus, please come. Come, my son is literally on the verge of being gone. Like, he's ill. Jesus said, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. And the guy completely aired that. He said, please, come to my house. Like, come, please. Jesus said, listen, go. Your son lives. And the man went. The man could have said, Jesus, are you being for real? I've just come from the go. I've just come from there. And my son is indeed not living. Like, something is really up with him. And you're telling me, go your way, your son lives. Pardon? He could have just said, Jesus, listen, you're fake. Like, just move. But he said that he believed in that word. So as he went, he heard the news. Oh my gosh, your son lives. The very word he heard came to pass. Your son lives. He said, he inquired, when? Like, when did this happen? And he realized it was that same hour Jesus had spoken the word and he believed. There could be a word that you see, that you hear, but until you believe in that word, that word can't be applied to your life. You know, when you think about, for example, James in the book of James, it talks about, listen, when you ask, you gotta ask in faith, because it says the one who doubts, let not that man think he will receive anything. Hey, the scripture is deep. It says, listen, if you don't ask in faith, let not that man think, let not that man suppose that he will receive anything. Because why are you asking if you're doubting him? Huh? It's an offense. God the Almighty, you're going to him. And another scripture, they said, oh, Jesus, if you can, please make him well. Jesus said, if I can, like, huh? He said, no, if you can believe. It's not about if Jesus can, because Jesus can do it. We've seen Lazarus dead rise again. You know, we've seen him raise the dead, heal the sick, people who were lame, heal the lame. We've seen him. It's not about if he can, it's about if you can believe. Do you believe God? You know, when I say, do you believe God? I want you guys listening, you guys watching, to say, I believe God, because I need this episode to ignite, to alive somebody's faith. Because somebody that's listening and watching this, your faith is weak. Your faith is small. You don't have Abraham type faith. You have weak faith because you don't judge him faithful. You don't believe him to be faithful. It's not about if Jesus can do it, because he can. It's about if you can believe. It's about if you can take that step to believe and trust in him who is faithful. Don't let your expectation of God cause you to miss it. Let me talk to this camera. Don't let your expectation of God cause you to miss it. Because when you think about in John chapter 9, right, there was a guy and, like, obviously he's blind. Sorry, guys, I always end up touching the mic. And when I edit it, I'm like, this sound is jarring, like, mercy. But yeah, when you think about the guy in John chapter 9, he was blind and he's going for healing, right? Jesus spits, gets the mud, rubs it. Hey, Jesus, you're about to put this on my eyes? Spit? Hey! You're thinking, listen, Jesus will just do a little prayer for you. Jesus will just say, oh, like he said to the others, you know, you're well, rise up and walk. Jesus had spit, mixing it, and come to rub upon your eye. Some of you, because of your expectation of God, you will dodge spit. You will say, you better move with that spit. Be honest, some of us would, because your expectation of God is different. That's why the Pharisees, like, when Jesus was there in person, they had an expectation that, listen, the Jews, that's why we see in Acts, right, when Jesus is there speaking, and then they're like, okay, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Because obviously their politics, they're thinking, listen, yeah, when Jesus comes, he's part of us. He's going to put us on top again. So when Jesus is talking about said spirit, waiting on the spirit, they're like, okay, well, you at now this time, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Ah, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons the Father has put into authority. You know, that's what Jesus had said. And yeah, like, a lot of us will say, huh, when he comes, carpenter, he comes, you know, just how he came through Mary. What? This can't be the Savior. This can't be the Christ. What? Because their expectation of God caused them to miss him when he actually showed up. They literally said, oh, crucify him. Because they missed it, because their expectation caused them to miss it. So don't let your expectation of God cause you to miss it. That guy, he had faith. He said, listen, Jesus, if you want to spit, like, if you want to do anything for me to receive my healing, oh God, you better do it. Trust me, I believe you, and you can do anything. And on the back of that, now Jesus said, go and wash. The guy could have said, what? You've just spat on me. I feel violated. You better move, like, and not obey the instruction. But he obeyed. The same with the man who Jesus said, go your way, your son lives. He obeyed and he went his way, and his son indeed lived. This man obeyed. He went to wash, and he went seeing, because he believed, because he had faith. And faith and obedience go hand in hand. You know, it says Abraham obeyed and went out. The obeyed, you know, obedience. He went out. He had faith. He didn't know where he was going. He had faith. this man, he had faith that Jesus would indeed heal him, and indeed Jesus healed him. So don't let your expectation of God cause you to miss what he's doing. God is moving, cry. He is moving. He is always moving. And we have to decide if we will get on that train of faith or if we're going to stay in this natural, what we can see. It's not about that. Believing is seeing, not seeing is believing. Remember that. And I wanted to talk about, yeah, why should we have faith? As I said earlier, Hebrews 11:6 says, faith, without faith is impossible to please God, period. So why should you have faith? Because without it, it's impossible to please God. Like, it's actually impossible to please God if you don't have faith. And, you know, I was really thinking about scripture because I just read Proverbs, right? And Proverbs 12:25 was talking about a good word, like the importance of having a good word. I want to actually read it to you guys. Like, I know that it says, like, anxiety weighs down, like, your heart, but a good word makes it glad. So I'm going to read it word for word. I believe that's actually what it says word for word. You know me, Bible scholar. You know me, I know the scriptures. It says, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. You know, a good word makes it glad. It's time for us to get in our Bible. I believe sometimes that when we're lacking faith, we tend to like run away from reading our Bible. But so how do you expect your faith to grow if you're running away from the one who gives the faith? You're running away from what can like allow your faith to become alive. It's crazy, but we do it. And it's like, mercy, Lord. I just want to encourage somebody who's listening, who's watching, who may, your faith may be hard. You're going through something hard. And even this is even speaking to me, you know, as I said at the beginning, the news I heard, like, but I've just been saying all day, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God because he's going to come through. Why would he not come through? He's too faithful to fail me. He is too faithful to disappoint. You know, like that song, oh, you're too faithful to fail me. Ah, you're too faithful. Moses blessed 8 with that song. It's very true. You're too faithful because in him, his promises are yes and amen. You know, in him, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So I know that even if I cannot see him necessarily working, I know that he is working. Another song. When I cannot see it, God, I still believe it. You are working all things for my good. When I cannot see it, God, I still believe it. You are working all things for my good. Period. Like, that's, somebody's faith needs to grow, you know. Stop doubting, because let not that man think that he'll receive anything. When you're coming to God, you're saying, God, if you can. He's like, if you can? If I can? No, if you can believe. If you can believe. Somebody needs to believe. Somebody needs to believe. But it takes you taking steps of faith. But you can't, like, if you're not in your word, if you're not reading your word, what does the Bible say about that matter? You know, whenever you're faced with a situation, always think, I need a word for this situation. Because as I said, there's a word for everything. So you need to think, okay, what does the word say about this situation? You feel ill. What does the word say? Oh, it says by his stripes we are healed. Okay, I'm going to take that word. I'm going to take that word and hold it close to myself. And I know that I'll receive my healing. You know, faith is, sorry, I'm literally yawning. That's crazy. Yeah, faith is not wishful thinking. Faith is now. Faith is living. Faith is active. We need to decide that we will live in that realm of faith, as the scripture has said, that the just shall live by faith. So if you're not living by faith, you're not living, period. The scripture says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse is 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. As seeing him who is invisible? You're thinking, huh? How can you see who is invisible? You need a word. You need a word. This can only be done on the back of a word. You can't see someone invisible. No, you gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. Amen. So that is the end of the beginning about faith, all about faith. And so I just pray that, Lord, as you have spoken through me and you've spoken about faith, I just pray that whoever was listening, whoever was watching, that their faith will indeed be ignited, Lord, that indeed you will rekindle, that you will give them, Father Lord, faith that will never fail, unfeigned faith, oh Heavenly Father, radical faith, great faith, oh Heavenly Father, Lord, and may they not have weak faith, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray that as I've spoken today, Father Lord, that someone will open their word, the scriptures, oh Heavenly Father, and receive a word that will just set them on their feet, oh Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. So guys, as I said at the beginning, if you watched my latest podcast or listened to it, you guys would know that I'm starting a new series, and that series is Dilemmas. So obviously via my Instagram, which is dd.kayy, I get you guys to send me dilemmas on there, which I will solve at the end of every episode by God's grace. Somebody sent me a dilemma, and by the way, dilemmas will always be anonymous. I will never come and say your full name, your Instagram handle, or anything. It will always be anonymous. Obviously, the only person will know is me, because I can see your username. But yeah, somebody said, I'm a dedicated Christian. I would say this year I've actually worked so hard with my relationship with God, but I'm still struggling heavily with lust. Do I need to get delivered, or should I ask God to take this away from me? I don't know what to do. My thing is, if I do get delivered, I'm scared if I have any bad spirits and I will be shaking and doing the most, and also scared to open up and tell the pastor. Is there any other ways the spirit of lust can go? So this is such a good question. You know, deliverance in terms of like laying of hands and shaking, it's needed, like there's a space for it, but deliverance can also come through the word. Laying of hands is one of the ways that you can obviously receive deliverance, right? But at the same time, if you're laying hands on someone with an empty head and they don't actually have understanding of it, more time it may not even accomplish what it's supposed to, because imagine you don't have understanding at all about what it is that is even going on. You're laying hands on an empty head. There's nothing, like, it's void, might as well not, right? So we also have to have knowledge and understanding. And it made me think about Luke chapter 4, verses 18. It said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Amen. So this is Jesus, and he's saying the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me too. And then these are a list of things that the Spirit of the Lord being upon him has anointed him too. So when it says to preach, and then to set the liberty to those who are oppressed, you know, we can actually receive our deliverance through the word of God. Like when you're reading the word of God, Christ is being imparted into you, right? Christ is being downloaded into you, right? And the Bible says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Christ has set us free. Christ has delivered us. The more of Christ you just consume, you get to know, demons tremble at that name, you know, and he's given us authority to crush every scorpion, every serpent, and it will by no means, you know, harm us. So yeah, it's not always just by laying of hands, obviously, that we can receive deliverance. Also by the word of God. So ensure that we're in taking the word of God, we're living, breathing everything on the word of God, and that is indeed how you have your liberty and your freedom. Amen. But yeah guys, so that is one of the dilemmas that I'm gonna read for today's episode. As I said, if you guys want to get featured and like sending your dilemmas, asking questions, etc., to be featured in another episode, ensure that you follow me on Instagram so that you will be across when I post another time like this. But yeah, guys, I really hope that today's episode edified somebody. Of course, we spoke about faith, and I do indeed pray that somebody's faith is coming alive. And as I said, a scripture that those who, you know, are in Christ, they have to first believe that he is, right? And the rock that, you know, Christianity is built on, and the church is built on, that foundation, that Christ is the Son of the living God, and he is the Christ. You know, many people think that Jesus Christ, like Christ is his surname. That was me, lol. But anyways, the Christ means the Savior, Messiah, the Savior, right? So Jesus Christ. He is the Savior. So when you become born again, you have to believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You have to believe that he died on the cross for your sins, that he rose again so that you may have eternal life. And I always never end an episode without giving somebody the ability, somebody the choice, somebody the chance to give their life to Christ. So if you are one that you're listening to this and you're like, listen, I want to get to know this Jesus, or you're listening and you say, oh, I've backslid completely, I want to rededicate my life to Christ, then it just takes you confessing and believing in your heart, you know, in Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God. It takes you confessing that, believing that with all your heart, and then confessing that, like wedding vows, saying, listen, Lord, I wanna marry you, basically. So if you are one like that, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you today as a sinner. Lord, I believe that you died on the cross and on the third day you rose again, that I may have eternal life. I repent of my sins and I invite you into my heart, into my life, to be my personal Lord and Savior. Please wash me on the inside and make me a brand new person, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for those who have given their lives to you today, Father Lord. I pray that they'll never put their hand to the plow and look back. I pray that, God, their faith, oh God, is coming alive from today, oh God. I pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you will grant them grace to run this race, oh Heavenly Father. For we know that this is a journey and a consistent journey of faith from beginning till the very end, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, I bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So guys, yeah, let me know what episodes you guys want to see, what topics you guys want me to talk about. I love you guys, and somebody's faith is growing. What do you have to say? I believe God. Hallelujah. Thank you guys for watching. Bye.